Oh, hold on, Ned. Fresh out of breath.
Yeah, not halfway up the hill.
Ooh. All right. Let's take a breather. Those are rabbits will wait for us.
Whew. Yeah. If there are any up on this ridge, I'd say it was mountain goat country.
Phew. Brother, what a climb. Hey, man. Should hear my heart thumping.
What do you think you should say, that girl?
Huh? Say what?
Should hear your heart thumping. I was just lying here trying to get my breath back, and I suddenly remember the climb up Shaggy Ridge in New Guinea and the Kankurio Saddle. Oh, if I hadn't been there, I wouldn't have believed it possible.
There's your heart thump, eh, Ned?
No, not the heart. Well, that was a killer. Almost sheer, razor bat. The Japanese dug in on top of the spine, waiting for us if we did manage the climb. Now, the heart-thumping episode took place a bit before we actually got stuck into Shaggy Ridge.
Citation! Presenting authentic stories of heroism and gallantry taken from the histories of war. Heroism on Shaggy Ridge. First, the bravery of WX-12123 Lieutenant J.R. Denman, MCE of the 2nd Second Commando.
It was early in January 1944. Our fellows hadn't been getting any Japanese prisoners or information, so patrols were sent out. There was this one led by Lieutenant Denman. He came from Kalgoorlie in Western Australia, and he took 6 men with him. They knew of an area where the Japanese were in strength. They blackened their faces and hands, and they went out under cover of darkness. They'd muffled their boots and done everything to keep the patrol quiet. They intended to sneak right in among the Japs, past the sentries and foxholes, and grab a Jap. Grab one and drag him out silently. That's what they planned to do. But you couldn't always depend on plans.
So far, so good. Can you hear my heart thumping?
At first, I thought it was my heart thumping, but I soon found out what it was. It was the sound of the Japs jumping into their weapon pits.
They'd heard you.
I reckon so. Anyway, they threw everything at us. Heavy and light machine guns, grenades, and they even mortared the ridge behind us. A little bit of moonlight by this time, and it was an eerie old show.
You didn't get your prisoner?
No. We were lucky to get ourselves out. We could see the flash of the Japs' weapons, and we pumped about 10 Owen gun magazines in that direction. Fired about 30 rifle rounds for good measure. Trooper Ramshaw was wounded, and Lieutenant Denman grabbed him. Dragged him towards the shelter of a big hut. Lance Corporal Keeley dashed across to help. They pulled him away, but it was too late. Ah, that Lieutenant Denman was game.
Our official war history recalls that it is doubtful whether there had been a more gallant attempt than that effort by the 6 men to bring back a prisoner. After a 4-day march, they'd crawled by night into the very midst of a strong Japanese base. Finally, the Australians were at the start line for the attack on the forbidding Shaggy Ridge. First, our aircraft pounded the enemy-held heights. Then the infantry went hand over hand up the heights, using ladders on some of the steep slopes, climbing silently, hoping for surprise. But the enemy was waiting, and learning of the Australian push up the ridge, opened fire with well-sighted weapons.
It's that machine gun there. That Jap woodpecker. Every move we make, it's got us covered. We go to the flank, that field gun's got us cold. Down, man, they'll kill you!
Now was seen the bravery of QX-33421 Private R.A. Lugg, a Queensland drover, who with the 2nd 12th Battalion was pinned on that shell-torn slope. While his platoon commander, Lieutenant E.C. Braithwaite, rushed the enemy field gun, Private Lugg, with his Bren gun at the hip, leapt from an embankment overlooking the Japanese position. There he fell flat on his stomach within 6 feet of the entrance to the tunnel concealing the Japanese gun, and then he opened fire. He sprayed the enemy gunners with Bren fire. Then he rolled on his side and cut down the crew of the woodpecker machine gun that had been holding up the advance.
Oh, must have been game.
A lot of game men there at that time. They gave young Lug the military medal. Another fellow who won the MM there was Lance Corporal Green. W.O. Green from Footscray. A SIG he was. Kept repairing the SIG wire that was busted under jet fire. Kept repairing it even though he was wounded. Yeah, a lot of game fellows there at that time. Anyway, Private Lug put the kibosh on that field gun and machine gun. And our fellows went in with grenades and finished it up. We were on Shaggy Ridge then, but the worst was to come. The highest point was Makaki Knoll. And before we started on that, we had to shift the nips off Green Sniper's Pimple.
Some queer names there.
Queer country too, I can tell you. Anyway, the Air Force went in first to soften them up.
Well, there's 2 days from the bombing. Come on, get in the
room. So the Australians established themselves on Green Sniper's Pimple. But the enemy counterattacked soon and savagely. Field guns and mortars raked the newly won Australian position.
They're trying to take this Pimple back. Well, they can have it for mine. Sergeant Hendrickson's giving back as much as he's taking. Directing his order fire. Send those bombs back! Still at it. Sergeant Hendrickson must be out on his feet now. 5 hours he's been directing fire at those Japs. He's down. They've hit him. They've got him with a shell. He's down. Oh, what luck. He's getting up. These days. He's been outward, but he's been getting up. Good on you, Sarge. We'll hold out yet.
QX5547, Sergeant H.G.V. Hendrickson of the 2nd 9th Battalion, also a Queenslander, continued to direct mortar fire after he had recovered consciousness following a shell burst. A little later, another shell hit his post. It buried his companion, but the gallant sergeant continued to direct fire even while he dug his companion out. He was awarded the military medal. And so the advance continued.
Down! They've got the track covered! Machine guns and snipers. What's going on? What's going on?
Oh, what happened?
Well, it was a company of the 2nd 12th under a Taswegian, Captain K.B. Thomas. They were held up by this enemy fire, so a Bren gunner, a bloke named Bug, another Taswegian... Well, he raced up ahead and fired on the Jap positions from about a 30-yards range.
Knock him out?
Hold on. He fires, see? Well, they fire back and hit his webbing equipment. It burns. It's the webbing holding his Bren magazines, and it's alight. So he throws it off. But he keeps firing. His section goes around on the flank while he keeps the Japs' heads down. And while he knocks the crew over, the others close in and take the gun.
And so the advance continued. TX-1394 Corporal L.F. Bug of the 2nd 12th Battalion was awarded the military medal for his heroism there. And the advance towards Makaki's Knoll pushed on.
Then the real climbing began.
Oh, break it down, Ned. You had them scaling up ladders and cliff faces before.
And they're into it again. The Queenslanders in the attack went into it like demons. They cleaned up one Jap pillbox after the other. But the real surprise was handed out by the 2nd 9th D Company, They climbed up on the flank, up almost perpendicular slopes that the Nips had thought unclimbable. You saw it, Orrin?
I made it?
Sure. That was the last hole by the Japanese on this shaggy ridge. Quite a battle.
Yeah, I'm not sorry I missed it.
No. Well, that was an experience a man will never forget. Yeah, we had some game boats with us then.
Yeah. Some game Japs, too, by the sound of it.
Sure. And plenty of dead ones by the time we'd finished.
She wasn't finished when you took that last knoll.
No, not really. The 2nd 10th Battalion was out on the flank. They were having fun and games, too. They were building up the Japs from their angle.
Striking trouble?
Oh, say they were. One of their companies was pushing along a ridge. It was so narrow that the men had to move in single file. Down they go, moving up on enemy positions ahead, and suddenly she's on for young and old.
Down! Down! Try the flank! The flank to the right! God, I must be everywhere! No men going down, and we'll have to get back! Oh, they're here in strength!
And they stopped you fellas there, Ned?
Only for a while. They still had a dying kick in them. But our blokes were still full of fight. Take young Bagelli. He was in that attack on the ridge when the Japs hit him. They had 5 dead and 7 wounded. And they had to get the wounded back up the track in the dark. So, before the Australians withdrew, young Bagelli crawls forward. And the Japs are still firing like madmen. Young Bagelli finds the wounded Australian. But he finds, too, that he just can't get him out. It's so steep up that track and so dark. So what does he do? Stays with him all night, and the Japs are firing all round the place. A bullet knocked the steel helmet off at one time. But he keeps on looking after the wounded man, tending his wounds till dawn. Then he gets him out. Yeah, like I was saying, an experience to be remembered that time we climbed Shaggy Ridge.
And men to be remembered. QX35938, Private R.O. Bagelli of the 2nd 10th Battalion, was awarded the military medal for his heroism in a wild night on that steep spur in New Guinea. The steep slopes of Shaggy Ridge and the positions occupied there by the enemy made one of the most dramatic challenges to the Australians in all the fighting in New Guinea. Their victory there has written a proud chapter in Australian military history. Citation. These stories are authentic. The program is recorded by Amalgamated Wireless Australasia Limited for Army Public Relations and produced by Donald Crosby.